clearly, you make a bracha on the Hanukkah Neros, so you can't be mafsik between the bracha and the mitzvah. So you make the bracha, la'alik ner shel Hanukkah, yishas anisim also, and then without talking, you light. The Mishnah Berurah says, acher shehidlik ner harishon, shehu ha'ikar, oimer ha'neros halalu. Now, we've been learning that really the basis of the mitzvah is ner ish ubeser, one candle per home. That's the basis. After that, everything is a mahadrit. So he says that once you finish the ikar mitzvah and you lit one candle, done the mitzvah per se, so even though it's not the way we do it, done the ikar mitzvah, now you should start saying haneros halalu anachnu madlikim. You should start saying those words. And it means that... let's say you only have one candle in the house, so you should light one candle. That's the Ikar Mitzvah. Let's say an hour later you find more candles. So you should light those candles too. Why not? Light more candles and be mahadrin, but you don't make a bracha on those. The bracha is on the first candle. That's what's mashma from the Mishnah Berurah. And you should immediately start saying, Haneris Halalu. Mashma to me that you've already said Lahalik Ner Shel Hanukkah and Shas and Nisim Lavu Yisenu. Otherwise, you can't immediately start saying Haneris Halalu, means that you should say both of those brachas without touching the candles, without lighting. Say Haneris Halalu. V'yigmar ha'adlakos ba'od sha'omer Haneris, and you should finish lighting candles. This should be done. This should be said. You sing Haneris Halalu, right? While you're lighting the candles, it should happen simultaneously. U'benusach Haneris Halalu, says the Mishnah Berurah, he adds here that in the words in the song, the poem, Haneris Halalu, in that piyut, Yesh Lamid Vav Tevois. There are 36 words. Neged Haneroi Shel Chanukah Bilvad. Elushnei Tevois, Milvad, I'm sorry, Milvad Elushnei Tevois Haneris Halalu. In other words, the Mishnah Berurah says he counted, and he found 38. So the answer is, you take out Haneris Halalu, which is your title, and then you start saying Haneris Halalu, but the 36 words are Nachnu Madlikim Alanisim Valaniflois until and that's merames on the 36 candles you light throughout the day of Hanukkah. So Mishnah Berurah tells us this little gematria or remez what it is. Kolaymar Haneris Halalu Heim Lamid Vav Ad Kan Loshen Hamarshal. And Tevas Haneris Halalu, why do we delete those two words from the Cheshvan? Because Haneris Halalu, Yesh Shmoina Ois Yesh Remez L'Shmoinas Yemei Hanukkah. Okay, so these are all things we could think about. The only thing is, if you look at Haneris Halalu and you count it, there's actually 49 words, not 36 or 38. So it's L'Chara, a mistake. And Haneris Halalu must have had a different Haneris Halalu. But the answer is that if you Haneris Halalu until Ein Lanu Rishus El Ishtamishem El Liroisim Bilvad. So there you get to 38 minus the two from the front, and you get to 36, and it's right. This Kedei Lahodos El Halal L'Shimcha Agadol Al Nisecha Val Nifasecha Val Yishua Secha, and many old Siddurim doesn't even appear. So that's an extra piece, Kedei Lahodos. And here you have a raya from the Mishnah Berurah if you want to discuss piyut trivia with somebody on the bus, that this part is an extra part, the Kedei Lahodos. Nothing wrong with saying it, but it would come out like a bit of a chumrah, if you will, not to say it while you're still lighting the candles, because that's like an extra thing. So like you light the candles, and then you save this last sentence, Kedei Lahodos, 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 right? You say that could be after you light the candles, but you don't have to do that. I'm just saying, that's just something to talk about.